You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
You are now listening to Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Bye. flail and wail inside to the clouds you call home. A suspension from walking on cold ground. Some time away from the language of the earth I can't decipher, but the language of the moon says it's easy to believe when it's written on the which is turning even gear. It's easy release me. Facing a traveler.
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. As a campus and community station, CJSF strives to provide points of view that are rarely expressed on mainstream media. This includes music that is not the top 40 and news you will not find on the big media outlets. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca. Just a bend in time. And
how does it feel to get up? Hi, this is Jesse Brown, the host of Canada Land, Canada's only media criticism program. Every week I talk to some of the most interesting people in the country about some of the things that matter most. We talk about the news media, about comedy, film, music, and politics. And you can now listen on CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday at 5 p.m. Wait for it.
Pre-produced at my 15-minute city in East Vancouver, this is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours, playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 139 of the program, and it is a no-repeat new music episode, and it is new music for October 2025. This is a weird one tonight. I knew from early on in the research that this one was going to be different. I had to take a step back and refocus. It's not out of the ordinary to have a bum crop. It happens a lot. I've just been spoiled lately. It's been a good year. 135 was a bit off on the Midsummer New Music episode. And there might be more of this as the show catches down to reality. Like I said, 2025 has been a very good year so far. On that note, this is the final new music episode of what I consider my fiscal year. Fun Drive 2025 is coming up in about a month here at CJSF, the home of Burnaby Rock. Fun Drive episode always doubles, or at least it has for the last 3 to 4 years, as an annual best of new music showcase, where I play my favorite songs from the new music episodes. Fun Drive this year is November 3rd to 9th, which means the live in-studio Best Of show will be on November 7th. Tonight's episode is the 10th and final new music episode of the fiscal year, and honestly, I'm not certain any of these songs will be on the year-end Best Of. The first episode was the same, no show winners, and it will probably be shut out of the year-end Best Of as well. It's what's happened in between that's been remarkable. So be sure to tune into the Hobber Annual Best Of Fun Drive show on November 7th. Come for the music, endure the pitches, and give the station all of your money. Back to tonight's episode. The music I found was nothing I was subconsciously looking for. Housekeeping is mostly ambient, and honestly, it's probably the best ambient block I've had in a while. The big set starts off with schmaltz. I tend to shy away from schmaltz, but not all the time, and this time I felt like I really had to embrace it. And there's a lot of it. There's probably 5 to 6 songs that qualify. There's really no aggression at all in this episode until around the 15-minute mark of hour 2 when the lo-fi punk kicks in. I do like the lo-fi punk section in the big set. I have a short attention span these days. After the punk is some metro wave and then some indie pop, and that's it. There are good songs in here tonight, and it's consistently good, just no big winners. All tonight's music is new music, save for one reissue. There are 2 leftovers from 137, including another from 40 Winks, who I would argue are America's best new band. Artists returning with new material include Kate LeBon, Sports Coach, Royal Otis, Maxine Funk, Elizabeth Whittington, Franco Rossino, and Wim. Keeping score, I looked at about 6 weeks of 8 of 9 recurrent sources and 1 month of Blaylocks. Bandcamp Mailbag is the cleanest dirty shirt tonight with 8 songs from 7 artists. Both the David Dean Burkhart YouTube channel and the CITR charts have 6, which is welcome, particularly with regards to CITR. I've worried about them lately. From there, The CJSF playlist has 4, Earshot Distro has 3, and Blaylock's Pitchfork, the Earshot charts, and the KALX charts all have 1 song each. Starting off the show tonight was Alex Lukaszewski, followed by More Ridiculousness from Justin Karas. The third song was from Alex Archibald, who reminds me of Mike Molnar, who I remember from doing reviews. Molnar is a crisper player, but they both have good ideas.